一个很特别的日子。如果我们要说全人类历史呢，最重要的日子、最有意义的日子是哪一天？就是复活节。因为耶稣基督的降生改变了全人类。你如果去看所有人类历史的伟人啊，没有一个人所带来的改变呢，像耶稣基督带来整个世界、整个人类文明各方面的改变。因为这段经文记载的就是一些耶稣基督复活之后发生的一些事情。单单从这段经文，我们就可以看到耶稣基督复活带来的震撼。就没有打出英文，我想我一个人来读中文，那么请十七个姐妹读英文。你们有圣经的，请你们打开吧，打开圣经。cell phone 也可以。这样读音十九章十九节。九节记载只是从约翰的观察耶稣基督复活之后那些人所做的改变。我们来读吧。十九节，那日就是今日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣
perspective, verse 19, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Verse 20, after he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We can see that after Jesus resurrected, he appeared to these disciples, and you can see the changes in them, the big changes in them. Resurrection of Jesus, and he made a lot of changes into our lives. And to us Christian brothers and sisters, I ask you today, have these changes become realities for you? From these disciples, we can see that the kind of changes has been transforming their fear into peace. And Ephesians chapter 2 verse is not the worldly peace. The worldly peace is depending on the situation and circumstances. My job is very kind of smooth sailing. Thank you. actually a human form to identify with us and to suffer through us because of his death and resurrection. We can identify with him and we can be victorious with him. Why do we have peace? Because we have this kind of peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. believe in it, and you want them to be fully, fully convinced with the evidence. In very early time, Jesus already told them. Share with those disciples that they would be sorrowful because he would die, and then they were not quite, you know, getting the information that Jesus was trying to share with them, but prophetic. So Jesus said that you will see me later, and then you will be overjoyed. Through his resurrection. In a human perspective, when we say we are happy because we get what we wanted. And they're not happy because things are not going their way. Christians have this kind of sustainable, non-movable, non-shakable joy. Because this kind of joy is in Christ. Because we know in our heart deeply that this person that we believe is indeed true God. Thank you. we Christians are God, we have the authority to forgive other people's sins. We don't have to be
姐妹，你现在有很多惧怕吗？不要怕，勇敢的做见证，因为我们所信的都已经是真的。最后一点，耶稣基督复活应该带来什么呢？就是从怀疑变成相信。你看多马这个人啊，他本来很怀疑的，怀疑论者，我多马叫怀疑论者。啊，这个人很悲观，本来很容易就放弃他的人生的一个人，啊，一点勇气都没有。如果你们记得，我看我这里面记得对啊，约翰福音十一章呢，你们记得有一次有一个耶稣的门徒拉萨路复活死了，对不对啊？他死了，耶稣准备要去让他复活。那你知道拉萨路做那个厨师很接近耶路撒冷？耶稣基督如果带着门徒去，铁定很可能被抓起来。你看，多马忧虑起来了。当耶稣啊，你要去送死吗？啊，不过他只是不是，好吧，好吧，我们跟你一起去算了。他是一个很悲观、很容易放弃的人。第二个福音十四章，耶稣准备要离开世界了啊！他知道马上他要被钉十字架，这件事，他跟门徒就先讲说：“我现在要离开你，到父神那边预备地方，就是预备永恒，然后我要再回来带你们去啊！”但耶稣已经跟他讲得很清楚。三年，他还不知道耶稣是谁。他跟耶稣说：“耶稣啊，你到哪里我都不知道，你怎么告诉我们去那个地方？”那二十三、二十四年的门徒都聚在你，他一个人不在那边，不知道干什么。他充满着忧虑、怀疑、不安，所以他一个人躲在一个地方，不在那边。所以当耶稣来的时候，他不在。当门徒跟他们讲，他也不信，他说：“哦，我不信，除非我看到。”但是为什么他能够信？耶稣基督复活，在门徒中复活的见证对他很大的影响。你看这些门徒，他们